40 Days with Christ. Hey, I'm not sure, but I think you may have successfully established a regular habit of daily devotionals. Congratulations. Even though we only have 3 days left in our series, I hope you will choose to continue this healthy habit in the weeks, months, and years ahead. Let's begin with prayer. Father in heaven, may the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, be glorified in our lives. And in so doing, may we help prepare the way for us to one day share in the eternal life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And it is in his name we pray. Amen. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said. "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." There were three crucifixions that day. Along with Jesus, two other men, both criminals, were also crucified, one on his left and the other on his right. The rulers sneered at Jesus as he suffered. Soldiers also mocked our Lord. Even one of the criminals, himself hanging on a tree of execution, hurled insults at Jesus. But the other criminal shot back, "Don't you have any respect for God? We're being put to death fairly because of the wrong things we've done. But this man hasn't done anything wrong." Romans chapter 3, verse 23 teaches us that we all have sinned. We've all done wrong things. To not do the good and right things that we know we should do, that's sin too. Romans chapter 6, 23 goes on to clearly instruct us that the wages of sin is death. Without Christ's atoning sacrifice, each of us are under a death sentence, scheduled to be punished justly to get what our transgressions deserve. And so, just like those criminals, one on the left and one on the right, we too have a decision to make at the cross of Christ. Will we reject him, or will we respect him? Will our way of life insult him, or will it honor him? May we be like the criminal who turned his heart to Christ and said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." For Jesus answered him, "What I'm about to tell you is true. Today you will be with me in paradise." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are all guilty of sin. If we are to be punished for our wrong, we will be getting nothing other than what our deeds deserve. But you, Lord, did nothing wrong, and even so, you willingly took the price of sin upon yourself for us. Lord Jesus, we earnestly ask that you will remember us in your kingdom. And we ask this and believe this in your name. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us. May you have a very blessed day today, and I hope to see you again tomorrow for day 38 of 40 Days with Christ.